Investigators say a low-level employee of a New York software company got a hold of the credit histories of 30,000 people. He's accused of selling that information to a group of conspirators who used it to seize bank accounts, take out loans, and max out credit cards. Glenn Lloyd is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Consumer Protection. He says ID theft is everywhere, and people get victimized even when they do take precautions.
Telemarketers already have your credit card information before they even call you. And you may say no to what they're selling, but the telemarketer wants to make some money, and he already has your credit card information, so he goes ahead and signs you up anyway. That happens to a lot of people.
Lloyd says that kind of theft grows more likely the longer you stay on the line with a telemarketer. So he says decline the offer, ask to be put on their do not call list, and end the call as quickly as possible. Other than that, Lloyd says it's a good idea to keep your telephone number, driver's license, and social security numbers off your checks, receipts, and anything else you might carry with you. Meanwhile, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee says it may take some time to find out how many people from Wisconsin may have been burned by the New York Ring. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.